Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Murise. My name is MJ Omoto, and in the next couple of minutes, I am going to give you a rundown of My Darling and Angelus by Victoni. The clock starts now.
The latest African album review is...
Victoni dropped My Darling plus Angelus, which is a single. So let me explain this. It's two tracks that he released, My Darling and Angelus. And then he released them together. And this was under Victoni KVLT with exclusive license to Encore Recordings. So it's just Victoni by himself, no features. And he's riding on a crazy, crazy, crazy wave with the song Soweto, which really is his most popular song. I mean, think about it. When he released, when he featured on Holy Father with Mea Kun, that was like, yo, okay, this tune. But what Soweto has done is crazy. Peep this. Soweto, the original, is at about 66 million streams on Spotify. Soweto, the remix with Don Toliver, Rema, Tempo, that one's got 37 million views, which is crazy. Soweto with Omale and Tempo has got about 4 million views, and then the sped up version of the remix with Don Toliver is at 6 million views. And that tells you a whole lot. Like, the song is huge. So what he decided to do now was, you know what, he's released so many versions of Soweto this year. He was like, okay guys, now let's do something different. And that's when he released My Darling and Angelus just this Friday, which was June 23rd. And I think he's done brilliantly. My Darling has already caught fire. It's at 400,000 streams on Spotify. And then Angelus, it's at 160,000. Now, interestingly, these two couldn't be more different. My Darling has got this, you know, smooth Afro vibe, which you can really, you know, tap your feet to. And it's got the makings of a single that's definitely going to do some damage. And obviously, in the track listing, it's only two tracks, but it matters. It makes sense. It's the first one, and it's really picked up. And then Angelus, I think it's far less commercial. It's almost like a filler track. And it made me wonder why he included it on this one, because maybe for me, I would have rather wanted, like, you know, two like commercial singles. But then again, there are no rules to this game. My Darling is going to do some damage. It sounds nice the way he sings it. And he also uses that the choir chorus, the Asake special. He uses that one, and I think that's pretty cool. I like choruses like that. Now I do. At first, when they came out, I was a bit like, ah, guys, you know, why are you copying Asake, so to speak? But now it's a mainstay. I really think, yeah, like I said, My Darling, for me, that's the song to watch. And remember, to get your I Love African Music or I Love Nigerian Music t-shirts on redsau.com, redsau.com. That's how you support this podcast, by purchasing your I Love Nigerian Music or I Love African Music t-shirts. So overall, I think this two-pack was nice to get from Victoni, so that we move away from the Soweto hype, which I don't think is going to die down anytime soon. Have you seen what's happening on TikTok with that song? Anyway, that's a story for another day. But this is a good move to kind of just get us into a new stage of 2023 with him. My Darling, the song to watch. How do I rate this two-pack out of 10? I think it's a solid 7, like I said. We'll see how far my darling goes, but nice to see Victoni just dropping music like this. He's really here to stay, and his name is just going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. Otherwise, that's it for me. My name is MJ Omoto, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Dane Dane.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.